Let us pray together. Give your church, O God, the grace to serve you with courage, that our lives may be a witness to your compassion and our actions a testimony to your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. If someone would like to come forward to share how they've experienced God in the last week, you're invited to come forward now.
Good morning, I'm Dawn Arrington, and my husband Barry and I have been members at Centenary for over 50 years. Most of you know that Barry has been battling a very rare and aggressive form of cancer for over 3 years. And many of you continue to pray for him. And we know this from your personal contact that you give us at church, and by the phone conversations that people call and tell us they're praying for Barry, and by the good response that he has had from his cancer treatments. And Barry and I have been so touched and so thankful for your prayers. So this is an opportunity for us to say that to you again. Now, Pastor Ben has been one of our strongest supporters ever since he arrived at Centenary, and it was almost immediately after he got here that Barry had finished 35 radiation treatments and got to ring the bell at the Pearson Cancer Center to mark that milestone. And Ben was there with us to celebrate that milestone and to pray with us. And in addition, something that meant a great deal to us, he shared with us some of his past battles with cancer. Now, in addition, Barry has gained prayer support from at least 5 or 6 other church prayer warrior groups in our area. And that comes from us having lived here over 80 years in this general area. And we know a lot of people in a lot of different churches. But one day, Barry was on the golf course to do his one day a week golfing day when a local minister and his golfing partner, who happened to be a church deacon, was on the golf course with them as their partners that day, Barry and his partner. So the foursome were there together, and the minister heard about Barry's cancer treatments, and he stopped the game right on green number 11 and pulled the group together and had a beautiful prayer for Barry at that time in the midst of that play. And Barry cannot tell this story without shedding a tear, because it was tears of gratitude. He really appreciated that. And we feel extremely blessed in this atmosphere here in our church and in our community. Now, when Barry was diagnosed with cancer, we began to work more intentionally in our lives towards strengthening our power, our prayer life, and beginning our day with devotional readings. We had always incorporated this at times, but we tried to get more regular in our focus, and because we felt like we needed to be closer to God to help guide us through the rough waters ahead. And we needed God as our healing partner to walk beside us day by day. So this decision to do this has certainly brought us closer to God and helped decrease some of our anxiety, some of it, and has given us a greater sense of peace for sure. Barry continues to receive cancer treatments every 3 weeks. And his most recent treatment was just this past Thursday. And Barry and I do not leave home for those treatments without asking God to walk with us for each treatment. He walks beside us on our good days, and on our weak days, I think he's pushing us forward. But prayer with God is very, very powerful. Thank you.